listening to CITR 101.9 FM, located on the Musqueam and Coast Salish peoples' unceded territory. I know I always get this messed up, I swear, but I'm going to get there eventually. I'm going to be as slick and cool as Eleanor Horan on her show Fam Concept. But this is my show. I'm the host, Neetu Da. This show is Convictions and Contradictions. Otherwise, I like to call it, I think it'll eventually catch on, CC, the only subtitled radio show. And if you can see on your car radio or on the website or on your phone or your iPod or whatever device you're using to listen to this, you'll know that I actually mean that, ironically. So my show is about social observations, and it's a new show, so I kind of like to mention that to people when I first start. So today's show, I'm actually going to start off with something that was supposed to be part of the last show, but it kind of got, well, I cut myself off, but that's how things work, kind of. But anyway, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is walking, which kind of fit into my old charade-y kind of theme of my last show. What I want to talk about is, like, I mean walking when you're on the street, like on the sidewalk. I don't know, maybe I'm the only one who does this, but like when I'm walking towards someone and someone's like walking towards me, say it's like one person, it's usually more awkward when there's only one other person that's coming towards you. Say you're walking towards them and you have like that awkward moment where you don't know like which side of the street to go on, so you avoid each other. Usually some people like just decide to like right away if you can see them from a distance, but some people just like, you know, everybody's on their phone now, so they don't notice it, and then it's kind of hard to avoid them when you get close to them. So what I do is a little tip, actually. When you see a person walking towards you, just look at their feet. Because if you look at their feet, you can tell, like, which way they're going to go. You can tell, like, what angle their feet are at. You can tell, like, oh, they're going left, so I'll go. Okay, if they're going left, then you also go left. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. If the other person goes left, then you also go left. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. But yeah, that's a little tip you can use, but that only works on like sidewalks, I guess. Like if you're at a mall, that would be pretty difficult to do because there's so many people, you can't stare at everybody's feet. Everybody would just think you're checking out everybody's shoes to figure out what you're gonna buy, so you can't do that at a mall. Maybe if it's like that one, like not segregated, the more like not the popular section of the mall where a lot of people don't go, if you're in that area, then maybe it could work. Like, when I go, like, the mall I usually go to is just, like, Guildford Mall back in my hometown, Surrey. But not really in that part of Surrey. It's in the Guildford area. Surrey's kind of separated into, like, Cloverdale, Newton, Panorama area. And then it's, like, and then there's Guildford. I'm pretty sure it's part of Surrey. I'm not completely sure. But, like, when I go to the mall there, there's not, well, it depends also on what time you go to the mall. Do you go to, like, on weekends? Probably really busy. But when I usually go, which is not when it's busy, because I hate going to the mall. I hate shopping. All my clothes are gifts from people. It just makes things so much easier for me. But anyway, so if you're in the mall, it's much more difficult to see. Unless you kind of, in the, where it's not that busy, like, in Guildford Mall, it's usually by a part, like, it's by, like, kind of Old Navy and by, like, Subway. But, like, when you kind of walk by, there's, like, this little empty kind of space. A pretty big empty space. And that's usually where it is. But what I notice on, like, in malls and in office buildings, on the street here at UBC. I'll get to the part about UBC. Where it's like, when you're walking, you usually walk on the side of the street as the same side that you drive on the road. I don't know how that kind of came about. I think it's just because we always drive on the right side of the road, so we're used to the right side. So we might as well just walk on the right side. And just like, it seems like more logical sense to do it that way. It just seems like more organized. We're like a more organized society if we walk on the same side of the street as we drive. But I think here at UBC that's not always what happens, because UBC is such a diverse community. People are from all over the world and like different cultures, so they don't all drive on the rights on the road, and they're not like all like us who follow that organization really. So at UBC, it's much more complicated. Where I, like, when I first came to UBC, I thought people were like, what? I kept thinking, like, what are you doing? It's known that you always walk on the right side of the street. I was so naive and stupid at the time. But I'm in my second year, so I'm a little mature now. But not really. I'm still pretty naive. Like, in high school, we would do, like, this thing where it was a horrible thing the teachers made you do when you, like, first started the class. We're like you're put into rows, and the first person would get up, and they would say their name, and they would say an adjective that goes with it. I'm horrible at grammar. That's why Microsoft or Grammarly is such like a godsave for me, because I'm just horrible at, like, my essays that I have to write for exams, they're horrible. There's like so many spelling mistakes and grammar mistakes, but luckily they don't deduct too many marks for it, so I make it out okay. But anyway, okay, what I was meant to talk about is that in the class is when you, it's like the first person in the first row gets up, they say their name, you say the adjective first, actually. I think it's an adjective. Okay. Let's just pretend that it's actually an adjective if it's not. So you say, like, I would say, like, neat, need to, or nice, need to, or naive, need to. That's usually what I would go with, because people would be surprised that I said naive, because I have, like, in high school, you have your persona at high school, then you have your own persona in the back. If you ever took a psychology class, then it would be called, like, by this author, well, not author, but this old sociologist, I believe, who said, he talked about like the front stage and the back stage. So my front stage would be when I'm in the classroom at high school. And the back stage would be when I'm at home and I don't have that same persona. But anyway, this is becoming a lot like Brent Morin's comedy, where I kind of go into something and then I come back to the main thing. But anyway, so I would get up and I would do that. And then the next person would get up and they would say their name. And then they would have to say my name. And it would just keep going all the way to the end until the last person gets up, says their name, their adjective. And then they would have to start. And then they would just have to tell everybody else's. So you wanted to stay. Like, you wanted to be in the front. But the teachers, they were so mean. They just decided that they would just, like, start in the middle or something like that. So you're being strategic, and you know the teachers do this, and you decide, okay, I'll stay in the middle so I don't have to remember too many. But then the teacher's like, no, let's just start in the middle. Let's be different for once. So it ruins it. But, yeah, I don't know how I got to this topic. But, okay, so back to walking, the main theme here. So we usually, I noticed that we do usually walk on the right side of the road. It happened in my high school, too. If we started walking on the other side of, like, the hallway, then it's like, you're not crazy, per se, but you're, like, out of the norm. You're not following the way you're supposed to go. Or, well, in high school, they might think, oh, you're cool, you're breaking the rules, that's cool, or something like that. But one time I went to London, England, or the Coventry kind of area. I went for a wedding. And my cousins, they picked us up from the airport, and I was getting into the car, and my cousin said, oh, why don't you sit in the front? So I'm like, okay, I'll sit in the front. So I go to the right side of, like, the right front door of the car, and my cousin's, I went to the right side of the car to be the passenger side. And she said, are you driving? And I said, no. And then I thought about it. I'm like, oh, my God, cars in London are different. Like, the cars, like, usually the steering wheel is on the left and the passenger seat is on the right. But in London, it's the other way around. The driver's seat is on the right and then the passenger is on the left. I completely forgot when I got there. And then we were driving. It felt so weird just being on the left. And there's, like, barely, like, if you've ever been to London, they don't really have a lot of, like, stoplights or intersections. It's mostly just, like, roundabouts. So you're just kind of going in circles all the time. it's a lot of it's like highway kind of stuff, and the roads like in like neighborhoods, they're very thin, they're very narrow. It's hard to believe that they can kind of fit their car in there, but they always drive on the left there, and it's so weird. Like, I was just like, my cousins live in the Coventry area, and I was just walking on the sidewalk, and I noticed something on the sidewalk. There was a line in the middle of the sidewalk, so it was separating like the sidewalk into two. But then there were also arrows on the sidewalk telling you, like, okay, you walk in this lane and don't walk in this lane. I found it so funny that they're taking it that far, this whole thing about walking the same way on the sidewalk as you would drive on the road. I think there's a better way to say this, but that's the way I'm going with it. But they're really kind of pushing it on the citizens to do that. But it's not like that in London, because in London, I guess it's just so busy and chaotic that there's no point. No one's going to follow it anyway. It's like if you put it in New York City, no one's going to follow it. People are just graffiti over the... It'll give people a reason to graffiti the ground, which they usually don't. They usually go for the wall. They want to be horizontal. Yes, horizontal, yes. I had to think... No, wait. No, vertical. Yes, they want to be vertical. Okay, you know what a wall is. You get it. But yeah, they really push it on the citizens to do that. And I found it so funny. I'm like, okay, this is the one time I'm just going to defy the norms. I'm going to walk on the other side of the sidewalk. I just found it so funny. Like, this is considered defying the norms, which I didn't really think it was. Yeah. But you know what else you notice when you pass someone on the street? This is more emotional level, not so much organization-wise. Like, whenever I usually pass someone on the street, you know, they usually listen to music or they're talking to someone on the phone. But that is funny, too. When they start talking into their headphones, that's kind of funny. I don't know. I find it kind of funny how they do that. Why don't you just take out the headphones and just use the phone like you would use, like, a flip phone? But some people might not understand that reference. Search it on Google like people usually do. But anyway, so when I see people walking in the street, whether they're on their phone or really talking into their headphones or whatever they're doing, they usually have like a blank face. Like there's like no emotion on the person's face. I see this like all the time. I feel like when you pass somebody, oh, maybe they'll be like, sometimes there's like a nod, like, oh, hi, how are you, or something like that. Or some people actually say it, like, hi, how are you, or, you know, like, something simple in passing. But other, like, most of the time, it's just, like, blank faces, and you avoid contact. It's kind of weird that we do that, like, because we live in the same community, we're part of humanity. And whenever I think of humanity, I always think of, like, when you go to the Olympics, or even if you just watch the Olympics, people are always cheering for, like, Canada, Britain, India, New Zealand, Australia, Africa, or something like that. You never see a sign that's like, I'm cheering for humanity. I would love to see that sign. I would love to see someone take a sign like that to the Olympics. I'm cheering for humanity. And then with the sign, they would just cheer for everybody. They're like, good sport, you did well out there. I would love to see that. That would be pretty cool. Anyway, back to walking. Yeah, this is really turning into a Brett Morin style comedy. I apologize, Brett Morin. I really admire you. I think you have a great singing voice, by the way. But anyway, when you're walking past someone on the street, they usually have like that blank face. But when you do say like hi or how are you, or kind of give them that nod, their face just like lights up. It's so weird how that happens. I don't know, are we all miserable when we walk on the street? I don't think so. I think we're just trying to, like, I don't know, maybe we think it's vulnerable to kind of smile and, like, be all happy when you're walking on the street. Maybe it's that kind of a concept where you're worried if you're smiling on the street, other people will think, like, you're weird. I guess that's, like, another norm. Like, when you're walking on the street, you don't want to be smiling. You want to kind of have, like, a blank face. You don't want other people to think you have emotions. But then you might think about the gender differences, or what's considered the gender differences, where women are thought to be really emotional and men are thought to be not emotional, you know, kind of like the universal worker kind of idea. I'm talking about an example from class. You probably don't know it. But yeah, maybe it's a gender thing. Maybe that's, but even then, I don't see like women walking in the street just smiling. So I guess that's a contradiction. That's a contradiction to the theory. Yes, this is the point of the show, to find convictions and contradictions. And sometimes I don't always find them, but I try my best to find them in my show because I know that they're in there. I know that I have convictions about things, but I have a contradiction that goes with it. I think all of us have this. We all have, like, these convictions and contradictions, the whole point of the show. I hope that we all kind of, I hope from this show you think about them. I hope you think about your own contradictions and convictions. And then you point out mine. And then you send me mail and you tell me what they are. Or not even mail, just like email me or something. But I'm not sure how you would do that. But anyway, let's give you all a break from hearing my voice. And I'll just play you some music. So this first band is University of Toronto 12. T.E.T. from their album Trillium Falls. I believe that's how you say it. I'm not completely sure if that is the name.
Thank you. The debut album from expert flamenco guitarist Holly Blazina is a testament to modern influences combined with care and respect for the tradition.
Y dame el agua de tu fuente cristalina.
Transcendencia explores the full expressive capacity of the nylon string guitar while bringing in modern elements not traditionally found in flamenco. With traditional palmas, percussion, and vocals, Holly Blazina's Transcendencia sees flamenco flourish. On sale October 13th. Vancouver International Film Festival is back this fall from September 28th to October 13th. Experience some of the best cinema from around the world fused with related curator talks and events at one of North America's largest film festivals. With more than 300 films from 73 countries, VIFF's program includes the pick of top international film festivals as well as many undiscovered gems from around Canada and the world. This year, be sure to catch CITR's sponsored film, Tattoos, a poignant coming-of-age romance between two punk music connoisseurs, screening September 30th and October 1st. For more information and tickets, visit viff.org.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you're back to Convictions and Contradictions, which I actually shouldn't say that you're back, actually, because you're not really the ones who came back, because you're probably still listening to the show, hopefully. If you stopped listening to the show, then you left. You're not coming back now. So it's really I left, and now I'm coming back. So I welcome myself back, everybody, because you can't really do that. So I'm just going to guess that that's what you're thinking. So thank you. Okay, so I just talked about, like, I talked on the show about walking and my observations about walking. And now I'm going to do a little segment, this first segment ever of the show. And the segment is, do you have the same problems as me? So, these are some of the problems I have, and I don't know if other people have these same problems. Let's see if you guys, you know, relate to this. Okay, number one. Problem number one, have you ever felt like really, really hungry and then you go to buy food and you just buy like a lot and you think, oh, I could eat all of this, and then you go home or like wherever you're going to eat that food and you start eating like I bought way too much and you barely eat anything, or like the converse where you think like, oh, I'm not that hungry, I'm just going to get a little bit, but then when you eat it, you're like starving. Well, not starving. As Louis C.K. would say, we're not starving. We don't have third world hunger. We have first world hunger. We will like donuts. Louis C.K., everybody. And the second one is, do you avoid bicycle seats? I mean, I avoid bicycle seats. Like, I hate them. Like, they're so uncomfortable, bicycle seats. I don't know how Olympic athletes, or not even Olympic athletes, just athletes who, you know, who are into that cycling or do the cycling kind of sports. I don't know how they do it. Maybe they have specialized seats. I wonder if they do. Ones that are, like, perfectly, like, carved to, like, to fit their bottoms. I don't know. But I hate bicycle seats. They're just so uncomfortable. Like, of course, like, I think a lot of us, when we were kids, if we had access to a bike, we loved riding bikes. Like, I absolutely loved riding my bike. Like, there was, like, I live, like, on this street, and then if you kind of kept going down the street, it kind of, like, curved and went up. So, like, this big, gigantic hill. And what we and my brothers and, like, other friends would do is, like, one of us would go to the top, and another one would go with them. Then one of us would stay at the bottom. And one person would watch out for cars at the top, the other one would watch out for cars at the bottom. And then we would make sure that when we went down the hill, that nobody saw us. So, like, one person, we're clear here. And then the person at the bottom had to really, really scream. Because our parents didn't let us have walkie-talkies, which they should have. It would have been safer if we did, even though this isn't safe at all. Another conviction and contradiction. So the other person at the bottom would just yell, like, it's clear! And then the person would ride down safely. Well, hopefully. You never know. Someone could be, like, backing out of a driveway or something. So we weren't perfect at it. Because the middle wasn't covered. It was just the top and the bottom. And another thing, another problem that I think I have is listening to music you know instead of branching out. I feel like I listen to a lot of music that I already know, but I always kind of want to branch out and, like, find new music and listen to new music. But I never do. But I always have, like, it's always in the back of my head that I want to do that. That I want to find, like, new music to listen to. Okay. So those are the three problems that I have that I hope all of you also have. And hopefully, maybe you'll come up with your own problems that you think that you have, but you don't think other people will have. Just ask somebody. Ask somebody on the street. Light up their face. It'll be great. Or, you know, you can go the conservative way. Just ask a friend or something like that. A family member. Maybe. But don't feel embarrassed, because we all have these problems and we don't share it. That's why we don't know that we all share the problems. So I'm starting it. I started the snowball. You guys all have to join in and push the snowball with me down the hill. But that is it for my show. That is Convictions and Contradictions, also known as CC. And I think eventually it will catch on. Eventually you guys will refer to this show as CC. But that's it for my show. And now I'll just leave you with some cool tunes.
First you love me, then you leave me on the pavement. I know I'm your favorite. I got this girl, she's making me crazy.